Hey, this is Chris Brown, and this episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit westaffthechurch.com to learn more.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy Friday to you. This is Chris Brown, broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to welcome all of you, whether you've been listening in to the show for a really long time, or this is the first time that you've ever heard this broadcast. I want to ask you, man, stick around for the next 25 minutes or so. I promise you're going to be encouraged. This is a call-in show, 866-357-3283. That phone number one more time to call in, ask questions about finances, about relationships, what the Bible has to say about all that. Phone number is 866-357-3283. And of course, you can also email into the show at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Here we are. We're on a Friday. You've worked all week. Most of us worked the Monday through Friday thing. Some of you guys worked the weekends. We're thankful for you. Lots of the places that we go, we're glad that you're working. And when we go to maybe a ball game or go to a restaurant. But this week, a lot of us worked. And you might be at the end of the week going, man, I do. But some of you might be saying, you know what? I'm the man. I am the woman. And I'm telling you, I am good at what I do, right? Well, a great stewardship reminder for all of us. Our gifts and our talents are from God. He gets the glory, not you. You did great this week. Yay. A little pat on the back and then a point towards the heavens, right? Even Jesus, the Son of God, said the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. John 5:19 told his followers, apart from me, you can do nothing. That was in 15:5, John 15:5. John 5:19 is when he said the Son can do nothing himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. So we see this. Jesus actually told us this. Hey, we can't do anything without God. So great reminder for all of us. It is the Lord who helps us accomplish everything. So Lord, let us not forget to acknowledge you for all that you do for us and enable us to do. Again, the phone lines are open, 866-357-3283, and it looks like we got our first calls coming in from Andover, Massachusetts. This is Maria. Maria, how are you?
Great. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm honored. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I have six children.
Six? Did you just say six?
I do. I have six. I was very blessed.
The number after five.
Yes.
Wow. You're a rock star.
I have three boys and three girls.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, what can we help you with?
So my question is, two of my children are special needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a special needs unfunded trust for them.
Okay.
But is there anything else that I should be doing to prepare for their future?
Well, a special needs trust is definitely the primary instrument that I would push you towards. So you're ahead of the game on that. But something that's overlooked, because we try to get a little bit too complicated with this. I've had this conversation several times, and there's a subconscious thought of that there's some kind of magic instrument out there for this. But really, I'm just going to point you to a good mutual fund set up specifically for each of them and for their future care. And it really is that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I think you take advantage of the special needs trust. But in addition to that, just a good growth stock mutual fund that's specifically tied to them. It's really not any more complicated than that.
That was very easy then.
Yeah, I get that question a lot because you're thinking there's going to be some, you know, I would think the same thing. But
yeah, a lot
really,
of work, a big process.
Yeah, there really isn't. So that's really about it. I do want to say while you're on the line, though, you're stinking awesome.
I'm very blessed.
You're a hero. And I've got a sister-in-law who has a special needs child, and I just get a glimpse when I'm over at her house of just what goes into that and the patience that's needed and the care and the empathy. And I just want to tell you, you're a hero.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, let me read this over. I want to read this over to you, okay? Proverbs 31 comes to my mind. I know you're Proverbs 31. I can hear it in your voice.
Okay.
Verses 25 through 30 specifically. It says, and just really receive this, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. So I just want to read that over you today, and we appreciate the call, and we're cheering you on, Maria.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
I know firsthand the passion the Vanderblumen Search Group has for helping churches and faith-based organizations find their key staff, since they actually connected Ramsey Solutions with me. If your church is looking for its pastor or any key staff member, reach out to Vanderblumen at westaffthechurch.com. They're the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations of all sizes and can help find the right candidates that fit your church's unique needs. Find out more at westaffthechurch.com. Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. The phone number is 866-357-3283. And next up, calling in from Connecticut, this is Brad. Brad, welcome to the True Stewardship Show.
Hi, Mr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call. And, of course, thank you for all your advice and inspiration you give us as we listen to your show.
Thank you.
We're looking for some financial advice. Prior to following your program, we invested in multiple whole life insurance policies for my wife, my kids, as well as myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 5 to 6 years in now, and you know, with your followings, we realized that it was a little bad mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering what we should do here. If we withdraw, we lose about $23,000 in regards to what we put in. You know, it's estimated about 14 to 15 years we'd make back what we've put in cash value-wise. Or do we just swallow our pride, get out, and look to make bigger and better investments in our future?
What's your income?
We're about $150,000 family.
Okay. You would lose $23,000 if you cashed out now, and in 15 years, you would make back everything you've put in?
Well, no. If I stuck in it,
uh-huh.
If I stick with all the policies and not surrender them,
yeah.
I would, in about 14 to 15 years, the policy claims that I'd be guaranteed the amount of money that I put in.
Yeah, the key word is claims.
Right.
Let's play this out, Brad. Let's say you call into the show in 15 years, 16 years, and you explain to me the scenario that you just explained to me. All that money that went into it, and you got back what you put into it from an investment standpoint.
Right.
Are you
excited
about that return?
Well, I would be, because it's almost like a savings account that I forgot about.
But let's play out the opportunity cost of what that money could have done over 15 years.
Yeah, exactly what it could do. In inflation, I think it'd be much more.
Yeah. So what's worse than a bad decision is continuing in the same direction. And so for me, I would cut ties and take the loss and just shoot. It's going to happen again. Hopefully it won't, but following the show and following Ramsey Solutions and the advice that we give here. But, you know, we make mistakes. It just happens.
Right.
And with you got that great shovel going on with the great income, Proverbs 1:20 says, wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. And so wisdom's out there. You just got to get after it and get it. And obviously you are. You're listening in, getting advice. So obviously, those of you listening in, our advice when it comes to insurance, when it comes to life insurance, is avoid whole life insurance or universal. Go to a term. And what you're going to do is you're going to pay a lot less. You're going to save the difference. And you're not only going to save the difference, you're going to invest the difference. And so let's just say $100 policy is now going to be a $50 policy. You put that $50 into a good growth stock mutual fund for 40 years, and it turns into about $600K, and that's much better. But if you're just going to pay less on the term and blow the extra money, now that's an issue. That's another whole conversation. So, but anyway, let me hook you up, Brad. I want to hook you up with a free copy of The Total Money Makeover. You stay on the line, and we're going to give you a copy of that book. It sold 5 million copies, and we want to give you one. So just stay on the line, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Brad. All right. Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship right here on the dial or on iTunes or on stewardship.com. Phone number is 866-357-3283. Of course, you can reach out on social media as well. We've got several of you that have done that. And looks like we got a Facebook message here from Becky. It says, "Hey, Chris, love the show and thanks for all you do. My husband and I are on baby step 4 and 5. Are looking to refinance our home. We currently have a 30-year mortgage at 4%, and we're looking at a 15-year at 2.9%. Can you explain how to calculate our break-even point? I don't know if you guys have ever been there before. Do I refinance? Do I not?" She says, "We plan to be in the house for several years, but not forever." And I wrote her back, said something like this. I said, "Sounds like a good plan to me, Becky. And just make sure that 15-year plan has a payment, this is key, less than 25% of your take-home pay." That's huge, y'all. The calculation, the way you work that out, is based on how much interest will be saved while living in that home compared to the cost of the refinance. So a good example for this, $200 interest saved per month is $2,400 interest saved a year. And the cost of the refinance, let's say it's $4,800, right? So you're saving $2,400 a year, and then you'd have to live in there for 2 years for it to make sense, to break even. But the only catch on this one is going from a 30-year to a 15-year, maybe a little bit difficult to calculate that monthly savings, so she might have to calculate an annual savings. But the ultimate goal, obviously, is to get that thing paid off as soon as possible. But very cool rate. Holy cow, 2.9%. Who in the world would have ever thought? Well, folks, you know, one of the most dangerous traps in our lives is comparison. I've struggled with it throughout my life in ministry and also with this stuff we call money. In fact, Proverbs 14:30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." That's why I recommend Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Rachel focuses on the damaging money habit of comparison and walks you through the solutions to comparison living. She unpacks 6 other healthy money habits for living the life we really want without being buried under debt, under stress, under worry. So are you tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses? Ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want, not them, not what they want? Love Your Life, Not Theirs will show you how. If you go to stewardship.com, this new book is available to pre-order and a special offer that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items for just $20. But this is the last week to pre-order the book and get all those free items. So go to stewardship.com and pre-order this incredible bundle for $20 this week only.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're grateful for all the stories you've been sending, the testimonies. Some of you have been sending words of encouragement to others in our stewardship community. Call us at 866-357-3283, 866-357-3283. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
The number is 866-357-3283. We got Donna calling in from Roanoke, Texas. Donna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Better every day, I tell people. Always growing, always learning, all that kind of stuff. And God blesses us every single day. How can I help you?
My husband and I have been working on Dave Ramsey's steps. We are on baby step number 2, and we're at the very end. So my car is the last thing that we have.
Good.
And I only need $1,000 more, and it's paid off.
Very, very cool. I think Bob, our producer, said he'd send that to you.
Oh, great, great. Here's my address.
Well, that's good. We're thankful for your progress. That's awesome.
but I just found out that my husband racked up over $10,000 in on a credit card playing an online app game.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
Is it activity that's been recent, or is it in the way in the past?
It is from 2000. As soon as I paid off the card that he's using,
uh-huh.
2 weeks later, he started charging on it. So that's been a year and 4 months.
Mm.
A year and 4 months of lying to me and telling me to my face that, you know, yeah, we're on the Dave Ramsey. Yeah, we're doing it. We're almost there.
So trust has been completely breached.
Completely.
Have you confronted him?
Yes, yes. He actually lied. And he said he bought a tool for work. And then it's like, but look at this, look at this. I have more proof. And then he's like silent, and then he came clean.
Mm.
He still doesn't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, of course he doesn't want to confront it because he's ashamed. Is there any remorse there?
No, actually, no. He doesn't say sorry. He's like, well, what do you want me to say? Well, I thought I could get ahead of it, and I didn't want you to find out. Yeah, there's shame. There's plenty of shame there. There's like, let's not deal with this. I'll just wait till you're done being mad. Give you 2 weeks of space, and then we'll be back.
Well,
yeah.
There's a little bit of wisdom in that for sure. You said video games?
Yes, an online app.
Have you asked him, like, is he addicted?
Yes, yes.
Does he admit to addiction?
First it was a porn thing, and he's been in the SA groups for about 2 years. He got his 2-year pin like a month ago, and this is his new vice.
He just shifted it over.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you feel like he's in a place right now where he's sorry enough to where you could ask him for a big ask? Do you think you've got enough change where you can ask him to maybe go to a class or something?
Oh, see, I know my husband well enough to know we've been together for 18 years that he would just do it to check the box because obviously he's still doing that, going to the meetings.
Yeah. Here's my thinking. And it's a stretch because this is not a financial problem. This is a internal problem.
Way
deeper.
My
thing is if addiction's already shifted once, what if we leveraged that addictive behavior and addicted it towards something that was good? So my thought was maybe get them in a, like if you guys went to a Financial Peace University class that I gave you for free and you guys went there and he rolled his eyes for a couple weeks. And just did it because he felt sorry and felt like he was obligated, but then fell in love with what could be possible if you guys were to do it together. Maybe he could transfer his addictive behavior over to something like saving or something like that, you know, to put it in the right spot. But I love the fact that you guys are proactively communicating. I mean, that you're confronting it. You're not just sweeping it under the rug or anything like that. And you're going and talk to him about it. You know, the real issue, Donna, with this, I'm just trying to, let you know a little bit what's going on in his head, probably.
Please be honest with me. I don't need anybody to beat around the bush.
When you think about the video game, people that play video games, either kids or adults, and they're doing it a lot, and addicted or not, what's happening, like actually anatomically happening and scientifically happening is there, and I don't know all the scientific terms, but the same thing in your brain that goes off when you conquer something or you win something is the same thing when you win a video game. It makes you that same thing. I don't know if it's endorphins being released or it's, I don't know all the anatomical terms, but it's like tricks your body and tricks your mind into thinking that you actually accomplished something. So when you win that next level, or you win the football game, or you win the bowling match, it makes you think that you won. And that's probably what it was with porn, is that he conquered a woman, or he conquered something. And it's this, my guess is that he doesn't feel like he's winning in life, and so he's trying to find a place to win. I'm not a counselor. I know I've studied what my boys are going through when they play video games a lot. And especially with men, the endorphins are released, and it makes them think that they won something. But reality, it's not real. And so if we can shift that emotion to something that's more beneficial, it's a lot easier to displace something than it is to stop something. And so it would be go ahead.
Wouldn't that be something that they would be saying to him at these meetings?
I don't know. Like, I've never been to one. I'm not sure what they say at those, but my guess is yes.
This isn't the first time these things have shifted. It happens all the time. They just find a new vice. It's a new vice. Next, there'll be alcoholism, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there anything at home that would make him think that he's not winning? Is he
Well, let's see. We have a beautiful home and we live in the suburbs, and we have four beautiful kids, and we are a heavily church-going family. So I think that's a win-win-win, which I say that all the time because I came from the street.
Yeah.
My mom was on welfare with three kids.
Yeah,
well, I have nothing. So like I'm like, I won already. The game's not even over, and I already won.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he would feel like a loser.
Did he come from a background that was really well-to-do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he's not...
Yeah.
Does he have pressure from his parents?
No, actually, they live in California.
Okay. Well...
He only has a father left, so...
Well, I guess, I don't know if it's good news. The good news is that it's not a math or a financial problem, but it's kind of bad news too, because it's deeper than that. From a financial standpoint, I would have conversations about cutting up all access to any of these cards that he's using. I'd close them out as soon as you can. I mean, right now, even though you got $10,000 on that one, I would close it and cut up the card where he can't use it. It's not even open anymore. So
you think I should give him a prepaid?
I mean, if he'll,
I'm
he
not
might not
be his mom.
I know
he mom might not monitor him.
Yeah, but if you go at it from a standpoint of you're trying to help him, like we're in this together, and it's proactive accountability, and I need proactive accountability in other areas. We all need help. That's why we're a team. And it's, you're helping him. You're not trying to mother him. And hey, listen, let's get through this together. And if it's, you know. And all that time you're speaking life into him, Genesis 17:5, no longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. God spoke that into Abraham before he was even the father of many nations. And I think if you're speaking life to him throughout this whole time, calling out how great of a husband and father he is before he's even there, you'll be amazed at what that can do in someone's life, especially in a man who wants to be respected. Right now, he feels like he's not respected. Does he deserve it right now? No. But do you want to win in your marriage? Then speak life into him. I know you naturally reacted in probably ripping his face off, which is totally understandable, but that's not going to work long term. So you're just going to have to make a choice to speak life into him anyway. I know I've been a total tail in the past in my marriage, and my wife decided that she was going to call out belief in me, and she gave me a reputation to uphold, and I ended up in the future, ended up walking in it. And I'm thankful that she did that. So I know it's his fault, not yours, but you got to focus on what you can control, not on what you can't. And what you can control is speaking life into him.
And that's what I'm worst at.
Yeah.
That is not my strong suit. I can be your teammate. I can conquer this together. I can be side by side, but to just,
it is hard.
It's hard.
A lot easier for me to say on the air than you to actually do. I get that.
Yeah.
But I do think it yields a lot better results. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath, and just blow him away and shock him of how sweet and kind you are to him. And he'll be like, what in the world? And that will yield more results. You catch more flies with honey than vinegar, right? And so
yeah.
He is wrong. You are not. But going forward, you could do the right thing. But there's also being crazy and letting him still have access to 15 cards. So you got to put your foot down and be firm. All this is in the name of love. Even when you're firm, you're loving him. Let me pray for you, Don, okay?
Oh, yes, please.
God, we come to you right now, and we are weak as human beings. And God, you know that we've got to do some very hard things in this life. And we're just praying for that you give us strength. I pray that you'd give Donna strength right now. Give her courage. And give her the discernment of timing and the clarity of what to say and when to say it and how to say it. But ultimately, God, we as a stewardship community are asking for you to give her courage. We're thankful for her call, and I pray, God, that you'd work a miracle in her husband's life, that he'd see life through a different lens, and that he'd realize that a video game is not going to fill the void. Only you are. Even Donna's not going to fill the void, but you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Donna, keep us in the loop. Give us a call back in a week or two, and we'd love to hear an update, and I'd love to just stay in a part of the conversation.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for you so much. God bless your ministry.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Well, folks, difficult call there for sure. And that is exactly what goes on in day-to-day life. I mean, on a radio show, you might hear DJs and radio hosts all over the country kind of spreading positivity, right? Trying to do the right thing. But the reality is this life has some real tensions. And we're thankful that Donna called in and allowed us to be part of that. Folks, it has been a pleasure. Great calls. Don't forget, this is the last week. Pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, and receive $70 worth of free bonus items. And that's all right there at stewardship.com. Folks, please know it is an absolute honor to serve you. We love it here at Ramsey Solutions that you tune in each and every day. And we're praying for you and we're cheering you on. God bless.